Says this week's Pasha, Yisroi, the Klai Yisrael received the Torah by Harsinai, received the Luchos, and in the Luchos, the four Dibur is Zochos Yom Shabbos the Kaddishoi. You have to remember the Shabbos. So what does that mean? So Rashi in the Pasuk says, you have a Chiyuv to remember Lev Tomit, remember in your heart constantly the Shabbos, the Mad Moisif, and he's Mayach, and says the Poshup Shabbos, the Pasuk is, you have to remember every single day, Tomit, constantly, the mitzvah of Zochos Yom Shabbos LeKadoshoy. You have to remember it, and therefore he says you should not, meaning you should not switch any day Shabbos for any other day. Basically, he's speaking against the Christians who switch Shabbos to Sunday. He says it's in the Torah, Zochos Yom Shabbos LeKadoshoy. And he's moistive also that whenever you say the day of the week, you should not say Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. You should say Yom Echad B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. You should say the day of the week. The Samban, which is in this expression, Boy, in the Drosha of Rosh Hashanah, also the Bein HaMechayim in Pashas Boy, and the Chayim passes this way, the Kavachayim says the reason holds like the Ramban, you say it every day of the week, the Sam Sofer, Torah Smoshe, and Pashas Boy is Moisif, that not only when you say the day of the week, you have to say Yom Echad B'Shabbos, but even when you write a letter to a person, when you write home to your parents, of course, you should not write Sunday, you should write home and say Yom Echad B'Shabbos, even your Ksiva, even your letters have to say Yom Echad B'Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim in Paschim is bringing this Ramban down in five different places. Brings it down in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and I say your test, the Mitzvah Zochos Yom Shabbos HaKadosh, it brings down the Ramban, you have to remember every day, and you should write the day of the week down, specifically Yom Echad B'Shabbos. He brings it down, he's speaking to the Russian army, Machne Yisrael, like Aleph Perek Zayin, telling them usually he's more meikel, he says also you have to remember the Shabbos all week. He's moistened, not only Zochiyat is a Chiv all week, even Shomer, he says, Nachmin of the, he tells the army that since they're going to tell you to do malacha on Shabbos, you have to try to do whatever you can all week to try to get out of that malacha, or try to do it during the week. The Chiv Zachar is all week, and the Chiv Shomer is all week. He also, Machni Yisrael Chelik Beis, Parakei says it, in Shem Olam, in Parak Dalet, and in the Sefer he wrote to the Americans, Nidcha Yisrael, from Shem Olam, specific Sefer to the people of America, also brings down the Shabban, the Parak Lamed Zayin, Simon Aleph, this malacha, you have to remember Shabbos every day, and you should write down the day of the week as being Yom Yishim Shabbos. However, the Archol Gimel, the Rambam says a mitzvah in Kufn and Hay, and mitzvah in Hilchos Shabbos Perachotes. The Zochos Yom Shabbos LeKadoshoy is specifically on Shabbos to mekadosh the Shabbos with b'dvarim b'kisasai u'b'tziyasai, meaning saying kiddush and saying Abdullah. The Chiv Zochos is dafka on Shabbos through saying b'kisasai u'b'tziyasai. Shittas of Rambam have also the Chinuch Paskins in mitzvah Lamed Aleph, Zav Orach Hashulchan Paskins in Simet Samach. The Shlomo Zalman says the Irka Halacha is like the Rambam. Shlomo Zalman in Hilchos Shlomo and Perek Yud Aleph Ha'or Yud Zayin. Not like the Chofetz Chaim, passing like the Orach Hashulchan. The Irka Halacha like the Rambam, Chiv Zachar, is Dafka on Shabbos and not more than that. So again, we have two ways to understand the parasha. Zochos Yom Shabbos and Kadosh. Either the Rambam, Irka is like the Rambam. The Halacha is like the Rambam. But the Chiv is Dafka on Shabbos. So again, we have two ways. Either we have the Rambam Shita, the Chiv Zachar is every day, like Chofetz Chaim Paskins. Or you have the Rambam Shita, the Chiv is on Shabbos, and the Rambam Zalman, or Peshulchan Paskin, Dafka on Shabbos. Misasoy, Tziyasoy. Now, what is the Chiv of Zohar? What is the Chiv? So the Torah's Koinim says, in the beginning of the Chukosai, that it says, you might think the Chiv of Zohar is Dafka Belay. It says, no, it says Zohar, it says Shabbos Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshoy. So what's the extra Zohar? Come to tell you that the Chiv of Zohar is, there's a Chiv of Zohar B'peh. You have a Chiv to mention the Mamash with your mouth. This Torah's Koinim is brought down Malacha by the Ramban Kitzetzai, the Chreitim, the Chofetz Chaim, and Shem Olam. The Chiv Zochar is not stamped to remember, but you have to say it Mamash Bepeh. So Bishlam and the Rambam is very good. Why? We say Kiddush. We say Kiddush from the Kiddush, and some even hold Abdullah Zeraisa, we say B'tziyosai, we say Mamash Bepeh. However, and that's how the Shaykh Zayi says. Shaykh Zayi says Kiddush can't be Mekai Behirer, because on the Torah's Koinim. He said the Vadi has to say Bepeh Kiddush, for this reason. What about the Ramban, the Chofetz Chaim Paskin, like, Zechiv Zohar, the Chiv Zohar is every day. The Chud Zechiv of the Sheis Zechiv is to say every single day. Zohar is Yom Hashav Zekadoshoy, it's one of the six Zechivs a person has to say every day. And you have a Chiv to say prepare. Zohar is Yom Hashav Zekadoshoy. What about you remember it, but you have without having Kavanah for the mitzvah? The mitzvah, everyone says the Shir of the Yom. The Yom you say, Hayom Yom Yishav Shabbos. You say Yishav Shabbos is Mekai the mitzvah Zohar is Yom Hashav Zekadoshoy. And most of us sing a derech davening, derech tefillah, and we don't have a mind to mekayim the mitzvah Zochos Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshoy. Are you mekayim the mitzvah that way? What do you need kavanah? So, Who is telling, when we spoke about numerous times, the gather mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. If the mitzvah is a tetzah, meaning like pruvu or heishu gzela or heishu vetzveda, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants the chavetz to be returned, there the Bukhanan, Beis Levi, the Tshuva Tanagis all say, even though you did the mitzvah without kavanah, you are mekayeh the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is the tetzah, and so people say the chavetz is back in the other person's hand. So therefore, who it should be the same thing over here. Since Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants you to remember Shabbos, why? Because Shabbos is the Shor Shavunah that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and therefore he owns, he's a donor kol, and we're meshubah to him, we're avodim, we have to listen to whatever he does. So of course, if we remember Shabbos, whether we have a mind to mekayeh the mitzvah or not, we remember Shabbos, and there's a Shor Shavunah over there to believe in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we should be mekayeh the mitzvah. And Chuv is a raya, but the Chavetz Chaim in Shem Oilam and Perek Dalet says, if you get on the Maisa that a Gadol Echad, when he gave Shir every day, somewhere in Shir, Bederach, Klacha Yad, we mention the Lach of Shabbos, the Ingin of Shabbos. Why did Mekayeh the mitzvah Zachos of Shabbos be captured? Now the Olam listening to the Shir, they had no idea, or they didn't have in mind to Mekayeh the mitzvah, and still this Chacham Echad, Gadol Echad, would say something in Shir about Shabbos, so the Olam will be Mekayeh the mitzvah of Zachor. For Zachorai is also the Moshe and Shuvah and Chalakei, and Simadalad, he also says, he says that in the Meshchirah, he says, you Mekayeh the Pe'etzem with the Kriyas HaTorah. All the Meshchirah is Miriam, and Shabbos, and Har Sinai. When you have Kriyas HaTorah, we listen to the Kriya, we don't have a mind to Mekayeh the Mitzvah. We don't have to, because the Maaseh, you remember Amalek, you remember the Har Sinai, you remember these things. As long as you remember that, even not having a mind to Mekayeh the Mitzvah, the Maaseh says, remember that you Mekayeh the Mitzvah. However, it says in the Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos, that when a person says Kiddush, you say my Chulu, according to Rambam, you Mekayeh the Mitzvah of Zachor. So the Mogen Avraham says that this thing of Kiddush that's deraisa, that's dark if you don't daven. However, since we daven, and in that tefillah, we say Zachos Yom, we say Vaychulu and Shmon Esrei, or we say Vaychulu after Shmon Esrei, so therefore we're already Mekayeh the Mitzvah of Zachor. So therefore, therefore what we're saying after, during Kiddush, that's only Rabbanon. Mogen Avraham says this Kiddush only comes after Rabbanon, because we already said Vaychulu before him. That's Mogen Avraham, the Ali Rabba, back to Mishneh Berurah, the Prima Gavim, the Tais for Shabbos. It can't be. Why? Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. They say you can't make a Zachos Yom HaShabbos the Kaddishoy by Tfilah because you have no Kavanah for davening. So we're saying specifically, the Mishnah Berurah said before, you're not making the Mitzvah, even though Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants the Tetzah of Zachos Yom HaShabbos the Kaddishoy. So it could be that's good with Machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah and Mogen Avraham. If a Mitzvah of a Tetzah that the so-called Sefer, you remember Shabbos and you're carrying the Mitzvah, you're not making the Mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah holds that you have to have Kavanah for the Mitzvah even if so-called Sefer, you remember Shabbos. And the Mogen Avraham holds not that way. That you don't have to have mind to be kind of mitzvah otherwise. It could be good for the Machlokes. Machlokes Shekel explains Mogen Avraham, and the Shlomo Zalman explains Mogen Avraham that they hold that since you had Kavanah for davening, that itself is Kavanah for the mitzvah. If you become as often as Yom HaShabbos and Kaddishai. If you learn that way, everyone agrees that there's no Namakai the mitzvah of Mitzvah's Kavanah without having Kavanah for it in and of itself. So if so, come out, you need Kavanah for Zohar. That means you say the Shir Shal Yoim, you're not Makai the mitzvah of Yom HaShabbos and Kaddishai. Therefore, a person will have to say the Shay's Chiris and remember Shabbos every day. Horshman Mishnah Berurah holds that you're not Makai the Zachar, even if you said Zachar without having a mind to Makai the Mitzvah. But Chul is not good enough unless you had a mind to Makai the Mitzvah. Therefore, the Shir Shal Yom, according to Mishnah Berurah, you won't be Makai the Mitzvah, and you would have to say Zachar again. And that's how it's brought down. The Minig of Shlomo Zalman was brought down Licha Shlomo, that he would start off the Shir Shal Yom, would start off like this. Zachar Shayom Shabbos the Kadcha, Yom Mishnah Mishabbos. We start off that way to Makai the Mitzvah. Now this mitzvah, now the person has to, again, have a mind to Mekayeh the mitzvah, and he has to say Yivipeh, Tois Koinim, so you have to say the word Bishabbos. You also, yes, before, you have to say Yom Yom Rishon Bishabbos, Yom Yom Sheni Bishabbos. Who can you say Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni? The only one they speak, even the Machmer, they say Yom Revi. Tomorrow is Yom Revi. So the Lashon of the Ramban is Yom Echa Bishabbos. That's the word Shabbos, Yom Sheni Bishabbos. Lashon of the Chometz Chaim is Yom Echa Bishabbos. However, if you look in the Mechtov, the Chassam Seif himself, when he writes, he says you have to be makbid in a letter, he says you have to write also the day of the week. And he said you have to write Yom Echad B'Shabbos. You look at his letters, he writes Yom Echad Chav Dal Tishrei. And he doesn't write the word B'Shabbos. He himself doesn't write it. All his letters don't write the day of the week. Look at the Chavetz Chaim, when he writes the day of the week, he usually doesn't write. But when he doesn't write the word B'Shabbos. Look at the Prima God, who also brings down the Rabban Halacha, he also doesn't bring down the word B'Shabbos. So the Chur is nearer from them who hold like the Ramban, the Machlok from the Ramban, yet they don't write the word B'Shabbos down in their own letters. So I still in the Sefer Charedim, the Magia, he says, Mukha from them, you don't have to say the word B'Shabbos, And in Yom Revi itself, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Yom Echad itself, you're mekayim the mitzvah. And of course, even Muchach, the Torah's Moshe in Parshas Bo, when he says, you can mekayim, he speaks the Ramban down, he says, you have to say Yom Echad b'Shabbos, or Yom Sheni. He stops, don't say the word b'Shabbos. You see, clearly, either you can say Yom Echad b'Shabbos, or Yom Sheni, that itself is good enough to mekayim the mitzvah, or Zachos Yom b'Shabbos l'kadoshoy. Now, how much does a person have to remember? How long do you have to remember? So Rashi in the Pasuk says, you have to remember lo'olam, forever, always, constantly. The Ramban on the Pasuk also says, three times Tomid, it's a constant mitzvah. Chavetz Chaim brings down twice Machne Yisrael Tomid, it's a mitzvah that's a chiyuv that a person has to do constantly. So it's one of the mitzvahs tmidiyus a person has to remember all the time. The Chinuch brings down what mitzvahs are mitzvahs tmidiyus a person has to do all the time. He brings down six mitzvahs. His first two mitzvahs are, the first two are Sedevah, is Melchi, the person has to remember Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lo Yilecha, not have any Kodesh Baruch Hu, another God in front of them. The mitzvah of Miyachad Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael, the mitzvah of Ahava, the mitzvah of Yiro, and the mitzvah of Lois Asiru. Those are the six mitzvahs that a person has a chiv to remember constantly. You have a chiv, mamish, just like you know yourself you're there, you have to know these six mitzvahs as a constant mitzvah. Every second you chayv upon it. What? The chinuch. Well, the Bialacha brings down the second Bialacha of Mishnah Berurah, the second one. So the Chinuch, Maisha left out Shabbos. So the Chinuch is very good because he holds like the Rambam, the mitzvah Zachos, Yom Shabbos, the Kaddishoy, is Dachman Friday. On Shabbos. Therefore, you have no Chiv Shabbos, you don't know Chiv Shabbos constantly. However, the Bialacha brings down the Chinuch Bialacha, brings it down again in Siman Aleph. And Chura, if he holds it like the Rambam, the Chiv Tomid on Shabbos, Chiv Tomid on Har Sinai, also the Rambam says, Chiv Tomid on Miriam, on the Eagle, L'chor Yerachim, more than six mitzvahs t'midiyas. L'chor at least 10 mitzvahs t'midiyas. What's the kasha of the Mishnah Berurah? Why in the Siman Aleph he does not bring down more besides for what the Chinuch says. Unless he's just quoting the Chinuch, and he's going to leave it at that. Because in itself, to remember every mitzvah constantly is very hard. You have to know what that means. How can you remember every mitzvah constantly? Now, again, we have to remember this mitzvah given on Machlokes. The Ramban has a chiv to remember it on Sunday, and the Rambam holds his chiv on Erev Shabbos. Now what's the Negev? What do we have to do for it? Starting Sunday. So there's a Gemara in Be'yon, Tavka Zayin, Shammai and Hillel, that Shammai used to eat every Friday with Kavod Shabbos. Every Sunday, and every day of the week with Kavod Shabbos. Meaning, he would see something, a nice animal on Sunday, he'd buy with Kavod Shabbos. He'd see a nicer one on Monday, he ate the animal on Sunday, and he bought another one on Monday. And then Tuesday, he saw a nicer one, he ate the animal on Tuesday, and bought a nicer one on Tuesday. Every day, he bought something with Kavod Shabbos, and he would eat mamash with Kavod Shabbos. Hill, the Gemara says, had a midah cheres. He would only buy on Friday. Why? Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, he had a betach like a Shabbos, that he would get whatever he needs on Erev Shabbos. He ate only Erev Shabbos. How do we pass it? So the Ramban in this week's parsha said very simple. Machloek is Beisil, Meishamai, Lachok Beisil, and you don't have to buy anything except on Friday. However, Rashi in this week's parsha, he says, they have a chiv to buy starting Sunday. For example, you have to buy a chiv starting Sunday. The Ramban says, why? Before we hold like Beisil, why bring down Beishamai? So the Rezuru answers in Erev Shabbos and Siman Yud Ches. He says that there is no machlokes between Beisil and Beishamai. There is no machlokes. Hillel is masking that Shammai is Odev Tvei. As Kavod Shabbos, Shammai is correct. Beishamai is the correct thing to do. But if Hillel had a Mida Acheres, he had another way to be Oivir Kodesh Baruch Hu, what? To be Oivir, to work on this Betochen. Hillel wanted to work on his betachin, and his betachin was what? To be Samech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll get whatever he wants on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, he waited till Erev Shabbos. However, everyone over here who is not a Madrega of Hillel, even Shammai wasn't on the Madrega, or they didn't have to work on the betachin. Nechlami, a person has a chiv to buy starting Sunday, like Shammai. That's how the Dakar Moshe passes, Mogan Avol, the Bach, and then Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Allahumma, we have to start buying from a Sunday. Negev to us is commandment of Negev, because we have everything we need on Friday, we have on Sunday, Baruch Hashem, we live Parabolus. It's not Negeya, nothing in the store that's there on Sunday won't be there Friday. There is Negeya a little bit. It's first when the Oilam, before they leave Chutzlah, it's a commentary to Yisrael. That's when they leave Wednesday. So they buy something in the store, things that they don't have in Eretz Yisrael, they come to Shabbos on Tuesday in Chutzlah, so bring it to Eretz Yisrael. Because there are certain things this country doesn't have. And the come to Shabbos, I don't know, good tissues, whatever, I don't know, whatever you buy. And you need the come to Shabbos, you save for Shabbos. What? Is anything in Kavod Shabbos, anything it should be. So before you leave to Eretz Yisrael, you should buy something in Kavod Shabbos. Start beginning of the week. Shabbos, the Halach of Shabbos is Mamash Negev, when you leave Chutz La'etz. The Mishnah Berurah is Moisef. Not only is it in him to buy before Shabbos, he says, let's say you already have something in your possession during the week, and you're not going to get it at the end of the week. He says you have to leave it for Shabbos. So the marshal, you get a package from Hutzlaris, and usually the package you get are not things you get in Eretz Yisrael. Marshal, you get wise undergal potato chips. You can't get it in Eretz Yisrael. And you get it on Sunday, and you want to eat it. You have to wait for Shabbos. Come on Shabbos, leave it for Shabbos. You can't get it here. You have to leave it for Shabbos. Laptop is just fine. Even things you can't get, you have to leave it for Kavod Shabbos. Or anything else, you, any package you get, L'chud is sending you because you can't get it here, you have to leave it for Kavod Shabbos.
You don't need that Shabbos to wait for the next Shabbos.
If you didn't?
You don't need it for Shabbos.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem.
You don't need some over, but you have to go whole thing. Not going
to. Whatever you need for that Shabbos. Whatever you think you want for that Shabbos. Right. No. We have to have the food for Shabbos. We have to have clothes for Yuchad. We have to have the chips for Yuchad. So that's why we're in Negea. Usually in America won't be Negea, but the island that's here right now, there's Negea a little bit this Indian. So again, so you start preparing for Shabbos, starting Sunday already. After Sunday, the next halacha mentioned 2 weeks ago already is that you can't take a boat ride before Shabbos, 2 days before Shabbos, either Wednesday or Thursday, which we've done 2 days. No, that night, Chosh Thursday. Chosh Thursday. Can't leave before then, it's fine. So again, you can't aim up with Besfina, except with Vamits, if you're allowed to. Only if I have Vamits, you're allowed to leave. This Negev HaLacha, again, that the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Mechaba, all Paskin, that the reason why I can't take a Sfina is because you get seasick, meaning because you go on a boat, it shakes backwards and forward, and you rattle the Mitzvah's Oinik, and therefore you can't enjoy Shabbos, but before 3 days you are allowed to. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is that you can't go to Chutz La'aretz starting 3 days before Shabbos. That means Rosh Chodesh Thursday, you have to wait till after Thursday, Sunday, to go to Chutz La'aretz. I now found Shuvas by the Tzitz Eliezer, the Chelik Aleph, Simcha Aleph, the Hashem and Tzurim Balocha and Simon Ayin Dalet, the Yalki Yosef and Simon Reish Menches, about a shayla about, you're not taking an airplane before Shabbos and land after Shabbos, and be the whole Shabbos on the airplane. And one of the reasons they say you can't be on the airplane is also this reason, of the battle oinig. It's going to take away from your oinig on Shabbos. So they say, Mamash, this concept, you can't go on the airplane, it takes away your oinig. So it could be that the most Tzurim, they're talking about being on the airplane on Shabbos, and there's usually, there are going to be certain times turbulence in the airplane, or there could be a chash of turbulence, and you can't get sick from it, and you get dizzy from it, and you won't enjoy it, therefore you can't go on Shabbos. But the concept of Rikwitz is saying, they can't leave before Shabbos, and get the chutzlach before Shabbos, you're going to be jet lagged, and you won't be there for the meal, you won't have the oinig, you won't be there for the meal. Again, I don't see this as being so, because the chutzlach, being tired is no problem, because you sleep on Shabbos, that's itself is oinig, and you do enjoy eating, you just, no one wants to have a long meal. That a person can leave, as the B'Shalom Zalman says, are you allowed to exercise Erev Shabbos? Or train? Or is the Olam allowed to play basketball Erev Shabbos? Not play basketball. After you play basketball, you can walk around for a week. Your mom should get so tired, you have no energy, you can't move. So you're allowed to play Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So Dr. B'Shalom Zalman, the Simon Reish B'Mechas in Shulchan Shleima, there's no problem, he's talking about training and exercising, the same thing. He says, no problem to do these things on Shabbos, and you come tired on Shabbos. There's no issur to make yourself being tired on Shabbos. He says, what is the issur? He says, the issur to have side effects, like throwing off, being dizzy, then you can't have oinig Shabbos. Therefore, if you do go on a roller coaster before Shabbos, that would be a problem. However, just to play basketball, be tired, is no problem. If so, jet lag, which is mamish, mepush, which on the Zalman, that jet lag should not be a problem. You're allowed to leave Thursday, two chos glorious, and stay till the end of this man, and not leave beforehand. Well, the week after, yeah. Another halacha that we see, there's a appellate of the Pesukei Teshuva brings down from Shilas Yaakov. The reason why you can't bike ride on Shabbos is because you go on a bike and you shake back and forwards, and it's about oinig Shabbos. I don't know what that means. I don't understand it. Let me bring it down. From the Shilas Yaakov. I don't even know what that is. I couldn't find the cipher. So one of the reasons why you can't bike ride. Because your body shakes, and it's about oinig Shabbos, you get nauseous. I don't know what type of the bikes they had, I don't know what. That's what I don't understand. Malach, if you like, go on a bike on Shabbos, so Moshe, the Vakam Netzkin, and Mr. Yaakov, the Oil Tzion, they say you're not allowed to, for different reasons, because maybe the bike's going to break, and you can fix it, or because it's made for itself, or it's over to the hole, then you can go on it, and it's mukso. Even though the Ben Ishchai says it's mukso to go on the bike on Shabbos. The Ben Ishchai holds. But Ben Ishchai holds you allowed to go on a bike on Shabbos. Ben Ishchai, Kavacham says to be machmir, Ben Ishchai says you're allowed to be'etzem. So it could be, this is what we said in the Chacham, because they make up the long there. So bike be'etzem is also, but that's the reason I'm saying, I don't understand. And a tricycle, all the place can say about it's mutter, it's not mukhsa, it's not made for, it's not going to break usually, kids go on it, it's not made for it. So, it's not a problem. No, that reason in the Chacham, but I don't know what that means. What's the Mavatul Oinig, because he's shaking the bike. Another halacha, the reason why King of the Sfina is a Balamor Shita, King of the Sfina, can cause the Kuruch Nefesh. That causes the Kuruch Nefesh happen on Shabbos, and you end up doing Malacha on Shabbos. So, what's the gate to us? So, again, if you're allowed to go to surgery on Thursday, according to Balamor, you won't be allowed to go on surgery on Thursday if you be sick on Shabbos and do the Malacha for you. Even though they're allowed to on Shabbos of the Kuruch Nefesh, but you're causing yourself to be a Mazda Kuruch Nefesh and be swimming from the head of Chai Behem. Therefore, the Balamor holds you're not allowed to, and therefore, King of the surgery on Nafmina, is let's say when Oilam gets married and they have a child, they're going to have a child, and can you make a girl give birth? You allow to induce labor to the girl. So the Pesach would say, both on Pesach Tshuva, and all thing you can do is induce labor on Thursday, Friday, because on Shabbos she's being matched with Koch Nefesh, and they're calling the girl Koch Nefesh. Let's say you were Oiver. Let's say you were Mamash Oiver. You were not supposed to put yourself in matched with Koch Nefesh, and you did. And you last save yourself now on Shabbos. That's book nefesh. If I save yourself, so look at Shlomo Kluger, Tzimel Shinuchav test. No, you're not. Book nefesh. You're amazed. You should not done it.
You finished.
However, all the places in the Kodim argue vehemently on him. Here's the Gemara on Shabbos. From Dali, you have to answer the Gemara. It seems to be Morgan Avram also. All right, fine. Here's a riot. But the Moshe and Shuvah quotes him, and the Afi Yosef. Everyone's a divided. Once you put yourself in the mitzvah of a book nefesh, now you have a chayvem. What you did was wrong, but now you have to save yourself. Shlomo Kluger holds, you have to ask for das, you now save yourself. Fine, so this is 2 days before Shabbos. Thursday, what do you have to do? So it's the one that Kodesh of Ezra on Pei Beis Amun Aleph in the Merubah that says a person has the Kodesh, you have to wash the clothing and cover Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos, you have to do it Thursday. So what does that mean? So you have two choices. Either it means you have a chiv to wash your clothing, you have to have ksus naki to cover Shabbos. And you should not do it on Shabbos, you should watch your Torah on Shabbos, do it Thursday, but that's the second thing, you should not do it on Shabbos, do it on Thursday, but the Tekon is to wash your clothing and Agav do it Thursday. That's how the Eli Rabba learns. Or the Tekon is, you should not wash your clothing on Shabbos. Why? Because you'd be Torah and all things to come on Shabbos. That's how the Mogen Avraham learns. Again, you have two ways to learn. Either the Mogen Avraham, that you never wash your clothing on Shabbos, or you have the Eli Rabba, you have to wash your clothing to come on Shabbos, Agav do it Thursday. The Mishnah Berurah, he passed with the Bingham Ali Rabbah, says, not like the Mogen Avraham, that you have a chiv to wash your clothing ksus noki on Thursday, and Agav do a Thursday, but the chiv is you have to have a ksus noki, you have to have clothing noki to cover Shabbos. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah adds, let's say you have a clothing that you wore from Shabbos to Shabbos, after a couple of Shabbos, and he says it gets dirty, you have to wash it. That's one of the Kodesh of Ezra, you have to wash your clothing to cover Shabbos. So, wearing a shirt 2 weeks in a row, or wearing a suit a couple of weeks, if it's dirty, you have a chiv to cover Ezra to clean it. Now, I think the Mishnah Berurah says, if you hold like the Eli Rabba, let's say you don't clean the Thursday, you're allowed to clean the Friday, according to the Mogen Avraham, you won't be able to. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, holds like the Eli Rabba, since the Kohen is to have a Ksus Naki, it is Lechatchila, do it Thursday, but since you didn't do it Thursday, do it Friday. You should do it Friday if you got to do it Thursday. Because if the Kohen is to have a Ksus Naki, Lechatchila, do it on Thursday. You're over that part, the whole part is, but you ever do it Erev Shabbos. Therefore, you should wash your clothing Erev Shabbos and cover Shabbos if you've got to do it Thursday. What about this man is there? We have washing machines, and we have dryers, and we're not towed. So, the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chosla in Perek Mebeis, he's Mesopic, the Yalfi Yosef in the Simen Reish Mebeis, brings down from the Vadi Yosef, his father, that Epshel Hakel, and the Likas Bais Yisrael, brings down to be Machmer. So we have all three, Sopic, Kula, Lachomra. What to do? Let's give a local orthodox. Rabbi. Next thing, after Thursday, is Erev Shabbos. So last week we spoke about the 20 things you have to do to cover Shabbos. Now, like many things you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to do Erev Shabbos. The 5 things you're not allowed to do Erev Shabbos. First thing is, Mechava brings down in Simen Reish Mem Tes, is you can't travel more than the Shlish Hayon. You can't travel more than past a third of the day. Why? Because the reason is, because the place you get there, you can come late in the day, and they'll see they didn't have enough food, and they have to make more food for you. And they'll end up being, maybe they chill Shabbos. The Zman is there, more than a third of the day, meaning 4 hours into the day. Starting from the morning, the 4th hour, after Shoshmanius. Well, 4th hour into the day. Tefillah. So that's how the Mechaber paskins. Why? Because people should not prepare Tzara for Shabbos, not know to prepare Tzara for Shabbos. But matters that that's not Negev. First of all, we have telephones. We call, we tell people beforehand we're coming. And of course, you don't wait until Thursday night. You can call Monday, Tuesday to tell the people you're coming to them from the Kavod Shabbos. But Dr. Mishnah Berurah, even before the telephone, Mishnah Berurah began from Magen Avraham, the Agudah, that since Bezman Azeh, Mishnah Berurah is writing ready, that Klai Yisrael prepares food for Rapplus, they don't have one piece of chicken for every person. They make double the amount of Noshim, they make more than they have to make. So even if you come late to them, Erev Shabbos, they always have enough food. They want from the Vayish, maybe they call Shabbos. So it's not really Negeya. But Dr. Mishnah Berurah, when is it Negeya? He says, you now travel in a set in a case that will bring you Lidei Chul Shabbos. Meaning, Avada, you never plan to bring yourself Lidei Chul Shabbos. You have to take into account all the scenarios that make you late. When it's very Negeya, the Olam is in the summer, you go to Camp Morris, you leave Friday. So you always, you know, you give yourself 2.5 hours. But, you know, there could be traffic, the bridge, the tunnel. But sometimes it gets late. I have no people who have been in Manuel for Shabbos, or they get to Camp Mamash and Midfloshki and they run to the shower and they after, I don't know what they do. It's Zot Mishnah Berurah, you have a chiyuv responsibility to take in all situations and leave very early in Shabbos, so there won't be any chashash of Yom Lidei Chul Shabbos. You have to leave well before Shabbos in order to should be any problem of maybe Lidei Chul Shabbos. So
it's all twice the normal
amount of money. Okay. Where's the getter from? I looked around for getter, didn't see a getter. It depends really on the case. It depends, you know. And going to the mountains, you usually need twice, because it has happened. But certain cases... certain cases, you know it's not going to be traffic. Certain places, this won't be a problem. A second thing you can't do Erev Shabbos, is you can't have a big meal Erev Shabbos. A Suda Gedolah, more than usually have a chasna meal, or friends get together and have a big meal and go out, that you can't have. Except if the Zman is on Shabbos, the Moshe Purim is on Shabbos, or the Smil is on Shabbos, then lechatchila you should do it before Chatzos. Erev Shabbos. You have a big meal on Erev Shabbos. Except if the Zman is on Erev Shabbos, then you'll have the Smil lechatchila before Chatzos. If you don't, then you can do it even after Chatzos. Usually, the Smil everyone has in the morning, but it's negated by Purim over here, because sometimes Olam, until they get to the places after Chatzos, and both of them, America and Kuzlaritz. Suddenly get to the meal after Chatzos, you let it wash after Chatzos, but Chatzos, you should try to wash before Chatzos. That's also Suda Gedolah. What about a Suda Regilah, a regular meal? A regular meal, a person has Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and supper. Are they allowed to have it? So Mikra Din, it's Mutter Kol Ayim. Mikra Din is up in the Chaber. There's no problem at all. All day it's Mutter. However, he says it's a mitzvah to stop that mitzvah Regilah, to stop from Mincha Ketana, in other words. Mincha Ketana is Shazmani, 3 hours beforehand. Which I looked up today is 2:58. So the Yavchiv, you have a mitzvah not to have a Suda Regilah from Mincha Ketana and onwards. However, Tanash, you are allowed to Lechatchila, is no problem. Or a Suda Regilah before Mincha Ketana is also Mutter Lechatchila. So over here, the Olam usually, the Olam is still growing and have big appetites. And there's an issue to come into Shabbos being Mitzari yourself also. You have to make sure you eat something before Shabbos. So what a person should do is have a regular meal before Mincha Ketana, or afterwards they should at least eat something that when they get to Shabbos, they shouldn't be getting the meal, oh, I'm starving, you have to eat something. Because you're not be mitzvah yourself on Shabbos. A third thing that a person can't do in Erev Shabbos is a person is now not allowed to work Erev Shabbos. It's brought down in Halacha and Simulation in Aleph that from Mincha onwards, you can't do work. Which Mincha? Machal brings on 2 days, Mincha Gedolah or Mincha Ketana. The Mishnah Berurah says, "That's Mincha Ketana. Whoever semich on it, lehifsit." So, from let's say 3 o'clock and onwards, a person can't do work. Now, what work are we talking about? So, basically, there are 5 ketorim la halacha. What work are we talking about? First of all, the halacha is talking about the gedor of chol hamoed. Whatever you can't do in chol hamoed, you can't do erev Shabbos from Mincha Ketana and onwards. That means dava of it. You're allowed to do from 3 o'clock and onwards, Mincha Ketana and onwards. A second thing a person is allowed to do is the tzarich Shabbos. Anything with Tzarech Shabbos, you are allowed to do from Mincha Ketana onwards. Meaning, you're allowed to take your haircut, the covered Shabbos. You're allowed to, let's say you're missing a button on your jacket, you're allowed to sew on the button, the covered Shabbos. However, there is a difference. If it's nickel covered Shabbos, you're allowed to pay the person. That means a barber, we're taking haircuts, nickel covered Shabbos, you're allowed to pay him. Someone sews a button on you for the covered Shabbos, you can't pay him. Because not nickel is the covered Shabbos, you can think he's doing it for stamp for any job. But it's not nickel, you can't pay. If it's nickel, you can't pay. A third thing a person is allowed to do, even work on Erev Shabbos is pragmatia, selling stuff in the business, selling wares. A fourth thing the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you hire yourself out already, means, let's say, the Shlap boxes. So once you hire yourself out, then you're allowed to even work Stomach L'Shabbos. The Chachili, you're not allowed to hire yourself out past Mincha K'tano. If you go to work, you're not allowed to. But once you do, you're allowed to keep doing it past Mincha K'tano. And the fifth thing, Rama says, something you do Derech HaRoi, something you do at your own pace, in your own house, you're allowed to put a nail into the wall, take him a picture. This Derech HaRoi is not the Kviyas, there's nothing set that you have to do, that you're allowed to do Erev Shabbos. So we have three things already you can't do Erev Shabbos. You can't have a big meal, you can't travel, maybe they kill Shabbos, you can't do Malacha. A fourth thing is you can't send a letter Erev Shabbos. You go down to Simon Reshman Zayin, you can't send a letter. Why? Because the person's in, but Simon Reshman Zayin. You can't send a letter. Why? Because it looks like he is being a shliach, the postman, and therefore you can't do it. That's like Yishlufa. However, if you make a set price and he does whatever he wants, then if not, you'll send the mail. Therefore, since we pay it, put a stamp on it, and the mail they give, he does whatever he wants. He can send it in 3 days, send it in 2 weeks or 2 years. As long as he gets here, that's their job. So there is no Isser to send mail Erev Shabbos. Well, when is there an Isser? Express. You're a FedEx Express, you give them something on Friday, and tell them you have to deliver it tomorrow, and it gets here on Shabbos. That is an Isser of Netzik Yishluchai, of Bir La'akim. And he can't send a letter of FedEx Express Erev Shabbos. However, the place do say, if it's a Hefsid, you are allowed to. Why? Because the law is, even though Amir al-Akim is also, there's a thing called Amir al-Amira. That means telling a guy to tell a guy to tell a guy. It's Amir al-Amira. The postman you're giving it to, the teller, he gives it to somebody else. He gives it to somebody else. He gives it to a third. He gives it to a lot of people. And the Chassam Seif and the Chavis Yoh hold me, the din of Amir al-Amira, is Mustab Mutl HaTchil. The whole is only when it's not Amir al-Amira. So therefore, the Paisim say, even though we don't hold like the Sam Seifer and Chavis Yoh, but also Hefsi, we're saying we're always passing like the Sam Seifer, but Amir al-Amira is no Issa. So Express, you are allowed to do, if it's Mokhm Hefsi.
In that sense,
Hefsi, why do you need Shvus? By Amir al-Akhm, you say that?
Amir
al-Akhm, Shvus,
only
Mokhm Tzayr Kala. The Ramah, Mishvus has not been Tzayr Muhammad. The Ramah brings down to be said on the Baal Itter, Mokhm Tzayr. Right? However, the Shavuot says not to. We don't hold to about it. A fifth thing you can do on Shabbos is there's a law called Ein Shvisas Kelim, that Kelim, and there's no Isser on Kelim to do work for you on Shabbos, meaning you can have light bulbs on, you can have refrigerator working, there's no Isser. However, to rent things to a person Erev Shabbos, to a guy, if you can do Malachos on Shabbos, it's Mechzik Yishluchai. Meaning, you can't rent a drill to a guy on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, he end up drilling on Shabbos, or you can rent him a pot, because he'll cook with it on Shabbos. Renting him a chair is mutter, because you can't do malacha with the chair. But things you can do malacha, a pot or a drill, you can't rent him. What's the negeya, l'chur, l'alacha, is that a person who owns their car, the rent cars, you can't rent a guy a car Erev Shabbos, because he'll drive the car on Shabbos. Even though he's renting him for all week, you can't rent him on the Erev Shabbos, put down in the simulation involved. And another thing, let's say you have a telephone company, you can't rent your phones, also, Erev Shabbos to cover Shabbos. Even though I saw the Yafi Yosef, he says that you are allowed to rent cars, but he holds like the Mechaba. The Mechaba holds the Lacha. There is no Isser to rent anything Erev Shabbos. The Ramah holds there is an Isser. The Olam, I don't know why they do rent cars Erev Shabbos. The place is in Marfak. However, L'chur, there should be an Isser to rent cars Erev Shabbos to a guy on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, because they end up doing Malacha with it on Shabbos. No, Erev Shabbos means specifically Erev Shabbos. Thursday doesn't look like Mesech Hashlucha on Shabbos. Ramah says specifically on Thursday. On Friday. Simply on Friday. Only renting. You allow lend it. Lending is motor. And Thursday is motor. Now, last week I mentioned 20 things you have to recover Shabbos. Two things I forgot, I realized. One thing, another two things. One thing is, there's Indian to daven. Everyone knows you have to daven every day, three times a day. So, when to daven mincha? So the Mechav brings down, in the Simu Reishlam and Gimel, mincha, it says, you yoytse when you daven for mincha g'doylo. However, the Chachili should daven mincha g'tano. They never daven like yeshivas daven mincha gedolah, they daven from mincha ketana onwards. Because that's what the Muhammad says, the chachila person should do. Only a yaitzah from mincha gedolah. What? The chachila, you yaitzah from mincha gedolah, and the chachila is from mincha ketana. However, the Chai Adam says in Erev Shabbos, and Chai Adam writes in Klal Aleph, in the 17 Aleph, Erev Shabbos, every person, the chachila, should daven mincha gedolah. Why? Because Erev Shabbos, when it gets late, there's a big Baal Galik, especially once you get married. it's being Balagan, and you have to be there to help things out, or you have to make sure people don't do malacha, and he writes that certain people in the house are very lazy, and they don't know, they're not interested, finding the malacha, you have to be there to be on top of them, to make sure they're not lazy, and they're Shema Shabbos, and they don't do anything wrong. You have to possibly be there. So he says, L'chadchilo yishudav min kol g'dayla on Erev Shabbos. Another thing you have to do on Erev Shabbos is brought down in Simon Reis Samach, Sebeis, is that right before Shabbos, you say, Yisayachim, Yirabdom, and his likos in Erev. To take Meiser, to do Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumim, and also you have to light Neris. So Mishabur says, if they're not Shaykh, like in America, they take Meiser, no one takes Meiser, you don't have to, or Erev, you don't have an Erev, Erechlam, you don't have to ask. But if it's Shaykh, you have to ask. And likos in Erev means you have to tell the person to light Neris. So the Mishabur, loud after telling the person to light Neris, who it did, you have to tell the person, stop doing Malacha. You have to tell a person it's left bunching time or shkia time, and you have to stop. You have to tell a person light, and you have to stop doing malacha. That's what you have to do Erev Shabbos. Is sekum. Again, as often as Erev Shabbos the kachur, you have two ways. Either you have the Ramban that says the yechiv is every day, has the chavos chaim paskins, and therefore when you say the days of the week, you just say yom echad the Shabbos. Or you have the Rambam shita that the yechiv zochah is yom Shabbos the kachur, you have on Shabbos, and therefore you mekayim with himself and tiyasa and kiddush of avdola, and that's what the shulchan paskins. You have to say dafka b'peh, according to the Rambam, it's b'kiddush, according to the Rambam, it's the six chivis, or you b'kayin the mitzvah without kavona. So the Mishavua says, if you're not b'kayin the mitzvah without kavona, you first have to kavona, b'kayin the mitzvah, as well as Yom HaShabbos Kadosh every day, if you're going to be ma'achor, not the Rambam. If when you say b'peh, you have to say the word b'Shabbos, so the Burim and the Chayim says you don't have to say b'Shabbos, look at that way from the Sam Sefer. The chiv is chiva, the chiv is chiva, Talmud constantly, the Gemara and Be'ah brings down Shammai and Hillel, that Shammai ate every day of the Kavod Shabbos. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. You should eat every day L'Kavod Shabbos, or whatever you have, you should leave L'Kavod Shabbos. You should not go 3 days before Shabbos, you should not go on the boat, not going on an airplane, that the Berkowitz says not allowed to, Shlomo Zalman says come out before you are allowed to. Also, you can't call yourself to be a matzim koch nefesh. The Balamor, not meaning you can't induce labor, or go on surgery L'Kavod Shabbos, every before Shabbos. Also, there's a Tekunas Ezra on Thursday, you have to wash your clothing L'Kavod Shabbos, and you should do L'Chadchila on Thursday. If not, if you don't do it on Thursday, you should do it on Friday. The Shmuel passed like the Ali Rabbo. Also, the five things a person can't do Erev Shabbos is a person can eat Erev Shabbos, a big meal, or a mitzvah, you should not have a small meal, even after Mincha Ketanah. A person also should not travel if you made a day Chol Shabbos. A person should not do any blocking with the five tznoyim. A person should not send a letter if it's telling you specifically what to do. And also, you should not rent anything on Friday, that can do malacha with it on Shabbos. Two things to do on Erev Shabbos also, with Abincha early, and tell them to do Amakas Neris. Mentioned already is the Sefri that says that a person says, you might think the Chiyuv of Shabbos is Dafka B'Leiv. So the Torah says, Shomas Yom Shabbos Kadshoi. So why say Zachor? I tell you, the Chiyuv B'Peh. What is this Chiyuv B'Peh? So the Rosh Mishans and the Ravid on the Torah's Koinim says it means, you have a Chiyuv to learn halachas kol hayom every day. You have a Chiyuv to learn halachas Shabbos. The person is becoming a Zohar Zohar Shabbos and Kachay by learning the halachas, by Chiyuv learning the halachas. Chavetz Chaim in his psicho brings down from the Tumim, She'i efshe klal b'metzias, she'i notzum be'isr Shabbos, im lo yilmon kol adinim al burim heitiv heitiv. It's not possible for a person to be saved from the isr of Shabbos if they don't learn the halachas well. It's not possible. A person has to learn the halachas. So say you have to learn the halachas to become the mitzvah Zohar Zohar Shabbos and Kachay. Why the person has to learn the halachas to save himself from Oyvid Yisurim? It's not shy to not do Oyvid Yisur, Sai B'Shoikim, B'Mezid, or V'ayin is something if you be Oyvid on Shabbos, you do not learn the halachas as well. Therefore, a person should have a Seder every day to learn Halachas Shabbos, and through being Shem and Shabbos, they bring down these Merkel Kov and Yisuf, and with that, maybe it will be Zaycha to the Gula.